coming to you live from the Jim Butler Ballroom at the Mitzvah Hotel. It's time for another commute with your hosts, Faye and Brenda. This is Drive Time to Nova.
So Faye is calmed down from America. He hasn't been here in months.
Months and months, because they wouldn't let me in because of my Iraqi heritage.
Iraqi, you say? Yes, I mean, I don't remember what month it was when you came down here last. It was a long time ago.
I'll check my records.
Okay. So up here, I'm going to have you turn Louis.
Okay.
Left.
Blinker down.
Down. So he's come down after working 5 days in a row.
4 days.
I thought you picked up an extra shift.
No.
All right. 4 days.
That was you. That was you that did that.
I thought I talked to you one day and it seemed like it was your day off, but you were working.
Oh, well, I was on my transitioning to nights, maybe. Oh.
Anyway. And you worked last night.
I did.
How was it?
It was a much nicer night than the previous night, which was very busy.
Yeah. I forgot to ask you. I was going to ask you what happened.
Oh, it was a very strange night. We had lightning strikes, which caused alarm bells to ring in apartment buildings. And power outages. And then when power outages occur, all the fire alarms like to go off. Because they get nervous, right? Or when the power comes back on, then they get reactivated again. So then alarms go off when that happens. It's a bit of a nightmare. And not only that, but we had a building that was either struck by lightning or had an access cover for the air conditioning system on the roof. And then we're talking like, you know, this air conditioning system is like the size of a semi-truck, right? One of those big gigantic thing for a large building. And water and rain got into that thing and caused alarms to go off or caused something to short out inside the air conditioning system. And we were there for a long time trying to figure out, was something on fire or was it not on fire? And that was a goofy one too.
So up at the stoplight, you're going to go towards yourself. So we are driving around heading towards the courthouse, so I have to give Faye directions.
Why are we going to the courthouse, Brenda?
Today's a big day in my life.
Da 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 da.
January 20th, 1996. I took the name that I presently have for my last name.
Right.
And today, March 24th, 2017, 21 years later, I am taking on back my maiden name. So it's kind of got this weird symmetry going. Not really. Not at all, actually. So for 32 years, I had my original maiden name. Mm-hmm. Then for 21 years, I had my married name, and now I'm going back to my maiden name.
Right. Kvetching.
Kvetching, that's right. And it feels very monumental to me because at the time when I got my divorce, I was going to go ahead and just switch it back. But with coming to Canada, there was, you know, and my ex couldn't seem to get me out of town fast enough. So it wasn't time to do all this paperwork. And then after a while, I was just like, well, screw it. I've had this name. Who cares? It's just a name.
Mm-hmm.
But now, ooh, what in the world is that,
Faye? That's a Chevrolet. I think it's called the SS, which is a tiny little pickup with a really big engine.
I've never seen that thing before.
It looks like they made it to look like a vintage pickup truck, or to have the lines of a vintage pickup truck.
Wow.
But it's about 10 years old, that thing now.
I've never seen that kind of vehicle before.
Yeah, I think it's called the Chevy SS, and that. But I can't remember what the name of it is. It might have a different name.
Interesting. Sorry.
Let's just turn the bit of air conditioning on in
it's
here.
It's warm, isn't it?
How do you make that happen? Ice cream button. There it is.
Ice cream button. You mean snowflake?
Yeah. We're just going downtown. I'm just heading to the downtown core, right?
Yeah, just so keep following this road around.
Right. Okay.
Uh-oh. I want to ask real quick to our listeners, do you have roundabouts where you live? Because I never used to. Iowa doesn't have roundabouts so much. Tonopah does.
Sure does.
So does
my country
does. Yeah, your country does too.
I like roundabouts. Ireland has roundabouts on the freeway.
Ay, ay, ay. That doesn't sound good. So we're on our way to court because you can't just say, send him a check and say, hey, listen, I'm tired of this last name. It's a whole fucking ordeal. So first I had to go to the state, go to the courthouse and give him my money. $166.
Whoa. That's about the price of a cheap speeding ticket in Canada.
Yeah. In cash. No. Actually, debit cards.
Correction. A no seatbelt ticket.
Something you'd know nothing about.
Nah. Yeah, yeah. I've heard.
Yeah. So I paid him in pennies.
But look at this, Brenda.
Got your seatbelt on, Faye. Congratulations. I'm proud of you.
Thanks. Look at the children. See, it's spring break in my country, so no kids are in school.
Side note, how long is your spring break? 2 weeks?
Yeah.
That's a long spring break.
I know.
That doesn't happen down here.
No.
I don't even know if... When I was a kid, there was no such thing as spring break. The closest thing was Easter. You got a long weekend at Easter, and that was it. Hmm. Summer vacation's what you had.
Right.
So, anyway.
All right, so you paid your seatbelt fine.
Yep. And my hand's falling asleep. So she says, now what you're gonna want to do is reserve yourself a time to come back to court. And I was like, I thought I could just show up in open court on Friday. But no, they only take so many people. So actually somebody canceled today.
Oh, good.
So that's why I got today's date. And I have to go back and have to go to open court. I don't know. I guess I don't know what the process is going to be. We'll let you know. Mm-hmm. But then they give you a couple of official sheets that say this is your new last name, so you can send it to, like, I imagine the Social Security Agency and stuff.
Right.
So I've been putting this off because there's probably like 20 places I'm going to have to contact and let them know about my name change.
Right.
Ugh, it's a pain in the ass.
It's going to be a long process, and then you're going to forget one. You're going to get a piece of mail in the mailbox, and you're going to, oh, yeah, those people too.
Right.
And they're going to go, well, we need proof. We need your Form XD1721 because we can't trust you.
What's in a name? So the reason it's become important to me is that as much as I thought that me and my ex were going to have some kind of lifelong relationship, it seems to be that we're not having any relationship at all. There is no communication. I have contacted him a couple times just because talking about if and when I go home for a visit, picking up the last of my stuff. So, but he never contacts me, and he's gone on. As he said to me, he has gone on with his life. He suggests that I do the same.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so.
You mean you were not getting back together?
I don't know what his new wife would feel about that. It's not that I don't have any ill will towards him at all.
I do.
Okay.
Just in case you're not clear about that, Mr. X.
Well, I have a neutral feeling about it, let's say. But what was beginning to bother me was, like, every time I said my last name, I said, why am I carrying around this name? There's no children between us. Look at this car just pulled out right in front of you. I don't care if you love the library. You don't know how to drive.
That's
asshole.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
So... And then I think about how much his parents hated me, and his sister and brother-in-law hated me, and it started to feel like a knife every time I'd say my married name. Mm-hmm. So, actually, for like a couple months now, I've been like, I gotta get rid of this name. It's really starting to bug me. So, you're gonna eventually here, we're gonna go a different direction than normal, but just continue on. When you got married, you didn't take Mr. Anderson's last name, so you're not Mr. Faye Anderson.
No, we decided it wasn't worth the trouble.
If I ever get married again, I don't think it'll be... I don't think I would do it.
Yeah.
So... But it's interesting. Like, when I filled out the paperwork, I had to say that I was not changing my name in order to cause harm to anybody else. So, like, I guess my stalking days are over. What does that mean?
Well, I wonder if it's... If it was... Like, if you wanted to change your name from Carmel to... you know, Brenda Islamicator or something like that.
The Islamicator?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Or some sort of... I wonder if it's their method of protecting people from taking on a derogatory term as a name.
Oh, see, I took it more like... It meant like if I took on an alien, you know, a different name, that meant that way I could be... incognito.
Like Brenda Beyonce.
Right. So, look at it. It's Wilford Brimley walking down the street.
With a very generous tan.
He looked like, actually looks like more like a lifelong fisherman, didn't he?
Yeah.
So, when we get up around here, we'll keep going, and then we're going to make a Louis.
Okay.
Excuse moi. So I want to ask you, Faye, what are your feelings about the meaning of a name? Because is it really just a name? Because there's lots of connotations that go along with names.
I think there's a quite, there is a certain, there is an importance to a name copy. And I think there is a lot of value in a name. And I think because you, I think it has... strongly defining properties about the person that you are, right? Or where maybe has some historical significance. Should I be parking or?
Just turn left again, please.
I think there's a strong connotation to many things, both historical and identity. Because, you know, when we become adults in our 20s, we
park anytime now.
We by the time you're 20, you've really adhered and adopted to this identity that you have based on your name, and I think giving that up is a big thing to forsake.
Yeah, and it felt like when I got married. Being an old maid when I was in my formative years was such a taboo that I honestly, the idea of going my whole life with my maiden name had a lot of shame attached to it. Because there was, in my time, the worst thing it could be was a woman who couldn't finagle a man to marry you and end up either living with your folks or... you know, living this quiet life of sitting and waiting by the phone for a call, for a date on the weekend or something.
Right.
I don't know if that's... I think that's changed since I was a kid.
Yeah, women have become more independent and... Plus the world is more open now to women being married and divorced and... or widowed and stuff, so...
Yeah. It's almost like a weird rite of passage. It's like, oh, is this your first marriage? You know, right. It's like, oh, this is my, I'm going on my third. So, maybe.
My hair is so goofy right now.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Well, look, it's lopsided. Like, it's going like this. Like, it's flat on this side and poofy on this side.
Have you ever thought about going for a part?
A part? Like in the middle or something? Or on the side?
Middle part. I don't think so. There's almost no human that looks good in the middle part, especially a man. I'm sorry. Have you ever seen a man with a good-looking middle part?
No. Usually they're portrayed as serial killers.
Well, that's because they are. If you want to part your hair in the middle, you killed a few bodies and buried them in your backyard. That's what I think.
So we were talking about spinsters.
Yes. So, yes, he even has a name. So, like, if you're a confirmed bachelor, that's just a euphemism for being gay back in the day.
That's true.
There was no shame. There might be like, oh, that's my weird Uncle Faye. He never did get married.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There was that. But there was always more weight put on the woman who couldn't find somebody.
Right. Yeah, the confirmed bachelor was just a man living a man's life, right?
Yeah.
And the unmarried woman was like, poor her.
Yes. It's interesting how, this, since we have a few minutes before we have to go in, I think it's interesting how things have changed for women. Like, when I was a kid, when I was younger, being pregnant out of wedlock was very much a taboo. You know, there's still places when I was young where they would send you off to live till you had the baby,
right.
That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then as I became an adult and it became more socially acceptable, then it seemed like it turned into this phenomenon. Like the way you determine somebody was white trash wasn't if they had a baby out of wedlock. It's like, how many different fathers did they have babies with out of wedlock?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Any more thoughts about that?
No.
All right, then. All right, maybe we should stop recording for now. I've said everything I want to do about my name.
All right. We'll follow up after the fact and see how you're feeling about the entire experience.
Okay.
Later. So, okay. It's Faye.
Hi, Faye. It's Brenda.
Brenda, so we've been into court.
Yeah.
We sat there for a good amount of time.
An hour. A little over an hour.
An hour and a half.
No, 1:30.
Well, okay, we were 10 minutes early.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Immediate observations, just right off the top, before we get to the judge.
So, at first there was hardly anybody in the courtroom.
Right.
And then, people started filing into last second, including a family.
A family, yes. Whose name we'll tell you about later.
Do you? I didn't catch their...
Oh, I got the name.
Oh, I got their new name, but I didn't get the old name.
Oh, I got... Yeah.
Anyway, so, they sat directly behind us and then proceeded to drive us crazy for the next 45 minutes.
Correct. Well, they had three small children, like...
Right.
6, 4, and 2 or something.
Yeah.
The Roses. We'll call them the Roses.
Yeah. One of the other people there changed her name. No, see the hippies walking?
Yeah.
She changed her last name to Flower, I believe.
Or first name.
Oh, was it her first name?
Well, who knows, but something from something to Flower.
He was a little pretentious.
Yeah, with a big, gigantic nose ring. Like a bejeweled nose ring he has.
Yeah.
And a ukulele.
Let the record
show Brenda just did an extreme eye roll.
Jesus Christ. You didn't have to stand right next to him in the elevator coming down.
Oh, really?
But it's that I haven't bathed for at least 4 days smell.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, the courtroom was very small. It was warm. There was a fan in there. It was very casual.
Right.
There was actually 2 cases that were
right.
Besides name changes, and they went by pretty quickly. One was about Fulton in a car accident. One was about...
garnishing wages.
Garnishing wages. And then
did you hear she was paying... They were garnishing $700 of her $1,600 check.
50%.
For her frickin' deadbeat husband who's in a... home for old people
or something.
Oh yeah,
who knows why he's in there.
Poor. I felt sorry for that lady.
I did too. She said, this is the third thing I paid off because of my husband. She didn't say ex either. She just said husband.
Hmm. Hmm.
So, then it started with the name changes. So I have to tell you, the kids behind us, there was one in particular, nah, 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 I mean, every kid noise that they make. And I have to tell you that when, after you walked out of the courthouse before me, the woman who was sitting in front of us initially, the mother and son.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The mother says, "What an awesome kid."
Oh, brother. Yeah, but she had a kid. She likes kids.
I know. I just thought it was funny. Like, I just wanted to punch this kid and just tell him to shut the fuck up. And she's like, "Isn't he awesome? Look at his spirit. So spirited."
Did you notice the dog hair on that young man's shirt? The wife, the mother and child who went up?
No, I just noticed he was very, okay, so we should say there's a mother and a son. The son was about, say, 15.
Yeah.
And they were both reading. She was reading on her iPad, or he was reading out of a book.
Right.
And,
book readers.
People that read. Whatever. And, uh-oh, what's that? Is that the parking police? No. So, I just noticed he was like a real typical introvert.
Yeah.
Nerd. I didn't notice the dog. He was wearing all black, and I didn't notice the dog hair. No. Oh,
his the back of his shirt was just covered in dog hair. Like, he had just laid...
I bet it was cat hair, even.
Well, cat hair's more straight. This was really curly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Curly and fine. Anyway, which is fine. They were both dressed as nice as they could be.
Yeah, they were in... Right. I wore believe jeans.
I like those people, actually. And what about the judge?
Just cute, as just adorable, don't you think?
He was adorable, but then I kind of got a little, all right, enough, Andy Griffith. Mayberry.
Andy yeah. Griffith.
Andy Griffith. Get on with it.
Yeah, he's a little homespun humor. I did hear him say something about, right at the beginning, something about comparing himself to a TV judge. I didn't quite catch what he said.
I didn't get that.
But he was real sweet. In order to get your name changed, I told you, I don't know if I mentioned this when we were recording, but they asked you if you have any ill intentions, if you're going to change your name.
It's like, right.
Are you a convicted felon? Are you a sex offender?
And are you doing this to avoid a debtor?
Debt, yeah, that's right. I said, no. I said, just a divorce. He says, oh, so you're a lovely new maiden. And I said, well, yes, I am. And he smiled. He says, oh, and she says that blushing or something like
right.
that. He was nice. He was pretty quick and to the point, as far as mine was.
Right.
So I decided to swear. Do you solemnly swear that you will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in the matters of this court today? Yes. So any kind of... I thought I might have some weird kind of sadness come over me.
Mm-hmm.
But the atmosphere of the court irritated me so much that it irritated that nostalgia right out.
Right.
Yeah. It was fine. I don't know.
It was very interesting to me, like, with the two cases before the name changing started. Yeah. So there were, like, 11 name changes, one of them involving the family of two, the mother and the son with the dog hair, and then the other family being the Amud Rahamid Ahrawadash Kamashka Farut Kahoshki.
They spoke Farsi.
Right.
And they had an interpreter, and at one time the interpreter was just saying a different kind of English. I could have been their interpreter if that's all you need to say a sentence a slightly different way.
Plus the interpreter was answering the questions for the complainants.
Yeah, and, that's right.
And the judge said, I'm not asking you. You ask her.
I don't care if you live in town.
Anyway, that was kind of cute.
The lawyer talk. So the first case involved actual lawyers.
Right.
And I couldn't hardly follow what they were saying. because it was that lawyer kind of turnaround speak.
Right.
And it was...
And they were just talking motions and...
Faxes. This, and you made motion. A good pun. Yeah. What was your pun?
So the story was, the accused person who was represent, who was not in person here in court, but was represented by the lawyer in the yellow suit. So the lawyer was here, and the accuser, or the complainant, was on the phone.
I think it's vice versa.
No, I think the woman who was accused of driving into the wrong lane
was on the phone.
No, that was the lawyer for the insurance company.
Oh.
So the insurance company was saying, "We're not paying this claim because you admitted fault," and the lawyer was saying, "We're not admitting fault because the facts that you have was wrong."
Oh, yeah. Because she'd mailed a fax with her statement saying that she had crossed the line.
Right.
And so then it was all coming down to this fax.
Right. So they were yakking on the phone about the fax back and forth. And I said, In this case... It literally comes down to just the facts, ma'am. And I was so proud of myself.
That was a good one. I highly approve. That was a good one.
All right. I just have to say that the most bizarre thing was not the girl who wanted to change her name to Flower, but it was the Farsi family who wanted to change their name from Farouk Mahad Mashkarahar to...
The judge said, "I don't think you missed a character in your name."
Yeah, a letter of the alphabet.
Yeah.
Every letter of the alphabet was in your name. Anyway, so
and
they
she
became...
Said, this is a second name. He says, "How do you pronounce this?" And she said, "A short name." And he's like, "How can that be? There's so many more letters." And she looked at it. She goes, "Oh, well, that was my name before. I changed it from that." So this is her third name change. So maybe... The first one was her maiden name, then her married name, and now that she's in this country, she's tired of trying to get us Americans to figure out what the fuck she's saying, basically. Maybe.
So they're now known as the Rose family.
There's three doggies, and they saw a bunny rabbit.
All right. Shall we... Do you have anything more you want to say about this?
Oh, so now comes the hassle. I've got my two pieces of paper... I don't know if I have to hand these over to anybody, if I can just show them to people or what, you know. Main thing is like passports, social security, licensing. Those are them. I mean, all the other ones, I'm sure I can just say, "Hey, losers, this is my new name."
Right.
So I don't know if I have to give up these. So now the real work starts.
Right.
So how do I feel about it? I feel glad that I no longer have to say my last name and have to come with the thought of my ex-in-laws. And knowing that my ex has carried on with his life so quickly, it was beginning to feel like a slap in the face.
Like, right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy to have it off. I am back to my German/English heritage.
Right.
So I'm happy to do that.
Good. Well, congratulations, Brenda.
Thank you, sir.
This is a big step. I know you've been considering this for a long time, and I'm glad it's come about.
Yes.
I'm glad for another reason, too.
It's hot in here. What's that? Oh, you... What's the other reason?
Because you and my husband share the same name, and whenever I try to find him, I gotta scroll past your name first... When I want to find him in my phone.
I'll be right after him now. Because it'll, instead of W-L-A, it'll be W-A-L-S.
Right.
So that's all right with you.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. What?
Because there's the competing walkers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew that you were bitching about that earlier. A long time ago.
Mm-hmm. All right.
No more, only one walker in your life now.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Are we going to continue this or what?
I need to just relax for a minute.
Okay. Well, let's close this out for now. And if we have any more to say, we'll come back. You can email us at fayandbrenda@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And thank you to those people who corresponded with us recently and in the past about the topics we've been talking about. There have been several people who've been who made comments about our most recent episode. So thank you to those people. I'm not going to name them all because I don't want to forget someone.